Dear Melbourne, I open my eyes and you are all I see. You and my sweet mother and father looking back at me. It's autumn 1965. I breathe you in, filling my lungs for the first time. We're in a hospital south of the river. You are a backdrop to a life in the arts. You are a home for a young family with a bright future. TV is new and fresh and exciting. My father is a charismatic young cameraman working on In Melbourne Tonight. My mother is a young, beautiful immigrant from California. We walk through the city's lush public gardens. We wander through the well-preserved streets and marvel at the grand architecture. Melbourne, you have set me up for a lifelong appreciation of art, music, and all manner of creative expression. Culture. We left you soon after to start a life in Hollywood. It seemed a natural progression, but when I turned 6, TV called us back again for one more year. We rented a red brick flat on St Kilda Road. I remember the rusty old laundry press, the visits to the art gallery where my sister and I would run our hands through the water pouring down the giant gallery window, and the trams gently rocking us through the suburbs. I remember winter days, cozy in cafes and restaurants, eating peasant food and drinking hot chocolates and sitting on park benches with our favourite soft toys in our laps. I remember drives through the Dandenongs and Devonshire tea in kooky establishments run by intellectual hippies. Our picnics with aunts, uncles and cousins were always an eye-opening experience for this mongrel child, with characters larger than life, who all seemed like they were from England, not really your classic Aussies. Well, maybe they were your classic Melbournians. I remember dreading my days at St Kilda Road Public School, always in trouble for something, for drawing on the floor with crayons, or for throwing my lunch in the bin. I was constantly bullied by the tough local kids because I had a weird American accent. Luckily, it was only a year. When I was 7, we moved to Sydney for my father to start directing Number 96. That was the extent of you being my permanent home, dear Melbourne. Years later, when I would often return as a touring musician, I would again walk your beautiful streets, browse your beautiful bookstores and op shops, and eat your exquisite food. I will always worship the brave and unique visionaries who made you their home and carved their own path into our hearts and minds. Barry Humphreys, Valley Myers, Mirka Mora, Mary Lunig, Helen Garner, Jermaine Greer and Nick Cave, to name just a few. I've watched you change over the years, but you are still a breeding ground for creative innovators. I hope you always will be. I dream of returning one day to make you my forever home, although perhaps that will never happen. It doesn't matter, Melbourne. You live in me. With love always, Jody.